The holy month of Ramadan is celebrated by over 1.5 billion Muslims around the world. For Palestinians in Gaza, Ramadan is defined by hope amid destruction and loss. We were able to speak with people in Gaza, in part with the help of our NewsHour videographer and producer Shams Odeh, to get a closer feel for their celebrations and their sorrows. Bright lanterns line the stalls of this bustling Al-Zawiya market in the heart of Gaza's old city, marking the beginning of Ramadan. A stark contrast to the gray destruction just beyond the corridor. The market is one of Gaza's oldest, more than 700 years old. Part of it was destroyed in an Israeli airstrike in November of 2024. The Ramadan staples sold here, from dates to olives and decorations, have been centerpieces for the Muslim holy month for generations. This is the first Ramadan since the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in October, though Israeli strikes have killed more than 600 Palestinians since.
This market is one of Gaza's oldest. Despite the destruction and despite the war that has come to Gaza, we still rebuilt much of it and brought back the lively Ramadan atmosphere.
During this month, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset and immerse themselves in religious practices. But this year, the high cost of living and the shadow of the war have taken a toll. Shopkeepers like Loy Al-Jamasi know this all too well.
People have been deprived of Ramadan decorations today because they don't have electricity. The cost of lanterns is also high because goods have not been allowed to enter. This lantern is now double the price.
Saeed Al-Saga has been selling pickles at the market for 20 years. This year, he says the vibrant Ramadan atmosphere is also heavy with grief.
We are working hard to restore our smiles here and bring Ramadan back to its celebratory form. But the pain remains. I mean, Ramadan comes and you have lost most of your family members, your neighbors, your friends, and your relatives. So Ramadan comes with the taste of loss.
Families that once filled multi-room houses with laughter and feasts in the holy month now live in eerily quiet tents. For Amal Al-Samri and her children, this is now home.
Before the war, life was beautiful. We used to visit relatives, and I would go to my parents and siblings. I would go down to the market to shop for the house and prepare for Ramadan. Today, there's nothing. We are living in tragedy.
Outside the tents, children infuse their bleak surroundings with color.
Decorating for Ramadan creates room for joy, even if it's simple. Of course, today we are talking about children in Gaza whose survival is a success story internationally. We want them to experience happiness and dreams to welcome the holy month of Ramadan.
Their artwork, a defiant hope, on display for all to see. Another sunset brings another day of fasting to an end, in a Ramadan ripe with reflection, but this year also resilience.